Hi guys, it's Pastor Chuck Allen. I'm back for another First 30. I hope you're enjoying these and I hope they're helpful to you to the degree that you might share them with friends or family. So in these first 30 days, in your new environment and in your new world, I think one of the questions that I hear a lot must be in your mind somewhere. And that is, what should I do or where should I go? How do I know what to do and how do I know where to go? I mean, most of us want to do the will of God. I don't know many people who just wake up in the morning and think to themselves, I can't wait to disobey God. I think we all want to know, but I do believe that we overthink it at times. I'm more confident than ever that the divine doesn't play hide and seek with his design and destination for your life. The challenge seems to be in the hearing and the answering his voice. Before you check out on me, guys, know this. What I'm about to share with you is written from firsthand experience. This is not theoretical theology here. I recall a guy looking at me and asking me when I was about 25, he said, have you ever considered serving the local church in vocational ministry? This guy's name was Terry Harold, a very instrumental guy in my life. And it's funny as I look back on it, because you see, he saw something in me that I didn't see in myself when I looked in the mirror. The next thing I knew, I was sitting with a personnel team considering a role as one of the staff members at a large church, and my first answer quickly was, no thanks. I couldn't imagine making a salary that low. You see, I was told to pray about the offer, and the truth is, I never really prayed about it. I simply said no. That's when I started a journey that I wouldn't want to replay for anything. I began a journey that was ridiculously similar to Jonah from the Old Testament's journey. Jonah was told by the divine to go to the godless city of Nineveh and preach the message of the holy God of Israel. And like me, he didn't pray about it. He didn't even think about it. He just said, no thanks. So he caught a boat going the opposite way. And you know the story if you've been in church since you were a kid. The storms came, the boat was sinking, the lives of Jonah, the sailors on his boat, and all the other boats on the sea were in dire need of the storm to cease. I didn't experience a storm on a sea, but I did experience a storm of financial, relational, and familial disasters. Everything I seemed to touch lose money when they had seemed like such great deals before I said no. I had relationships that fell off the boat, and I had family challenges that felt as though the waves were drowning me. I knew at the age of 15 that I was to serve the church and surrender my life to the gospel ministry, but my goals, frankly, were all financial. I wanted money, and I sought after fame. And for a season, the Lord allowed my disobedience. But time after time, he sent warning shots across my bow only for me to ignore them, or worse, head in the opposite direction. Does it sound familiar to you? You see, here's a lesson that we really have to grasp within our own soul. The calling of the divine, the calling of God, is no greater to vocational ministry than it is to real estate or law, to military or assurance. It's not greater than that. You see, I was knowledgeable about what I was supposed to do, but I delayed in the response that he demanded. And like Jonah, I tried to throw off the extra weight, blaming something else or hiding from the divine. And like Jonah, I failed miserably. Jonah finally said, it's me. I was in a position that demanded change. And like Jonah, I said, Lord, it's me. I'm sorry. Listen, here's the great lesson, guys. Partial obedience or delayed obedience is total disobedience. You can be sure that total disobedience will lead to heartache and sorrow and failure. I experienced that firsthand. The good news is that upon my answering the direction of the divine, he wrapped his arms around me and warmed my soul with the affection of a perfect, loving Heavenly Father. So if you're wondering where to go or what to do, here's four quick steps to help you avoid the Jonah syndrome like I did. Number one, don't just pray, hush and listen. The voice of the divine is Waterford crystal clear when we spend the right amount of time with him. Number two, seek godly counsel that has nothing to gain from your decision and prayers. Number three, build a Christ-honoring routine into your daily life. You see, when we experience scripture, prayer, gratitude, and quietude within our daily routine, we're prone to hear and respond to the direction of the divine. And number four, don't walk timidly in the direction that he calls you to. Run boldly. I'll guarantee you he'll be there cheering you on. The end of Jonah's story is that he turned around after spending a few days in the Big Fish Hotel and ran to Nineveh, where every person in the city turned to God. In my case, I've been part of some of the most amazing things since turning around and running to God. I'm still prone to wander, as the old hymn states, but I am quick to return. And when I do, he is always there with a fresh direction and an endless grace. Listen, seek the GPS of God today. And when you do, he'll bless you richly. I hope you have a great day. Bye now.